Well, speaking of leaders, Seth Dangering's been a leader for the last, 3 years. 2 years he's been elected captain. This year he was our defensive player of the year. Well, we're going to find out here in the banquet coming up that he's actually our team's representative for MVP. The player that best represents the Green Valley Eagles and Napier Award, and he's much deserving of that award. He played on the defensive side, had over 100 tackles, had a pick, a couple of pass breakups. He also played on the offensive side, have rushing for over 400 yards, doing a great job blocking for Jamore and other running backs we had. I believe he scored around 7 touchdowns on the offensive side. So not only was he a great defensive player and a great offensive player, but what he brought even more to the table was his leadership skills. He put our defense in the right situation. He was the man who was making the calls for us out there. If we had to adjust to a formation or to a special play, he was the guy that made it happen. And so his leadership on the defensive side, his ability on both sides, and his leadership that in and out of the locker room were invaluable. He's going to be a kid that's going to be both kids, but Seth for sure is going to be hard to replace. Was the Kansas City Suburban Blue obviously is no joke. A lot of good players and teams and one of those teams that we played is actually playing for state championship this year, Platte County. And so we had some quality opponents, and to be chosen by the conference coaches as the unanimous vote getter in the conference was a pretty special award for him, and he is much deserving of that.